morning. Welcome, everybody. It's time to ride along on the Pedego podcast with the entrepreneurs driving the whole movement and the love stories of those just riding along. And today, well, we have a very special love story from a very special guest with us today, perhaps one of the most iconic and well-known actors, certainly of my time. We have with us William Shatner. Williams, welcome, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Pedego. Yeah, well, we're going to talk Pedego.
I love the name, don't you?
You know, it says it all. It's pedal and get going here. Let's do it all.
Absolutely.
Well, I have to gush for a second, as I said offline. Been a big fan of yours for a long time. And we're going to reminisce for just a second, then we'll launch into the whole Pedego part of this. I was trying to think the other day, when's the first part that I saw William Shatner play on television? And I vividly remember it. It was an episode of The Twilight Zone, Nightmare at 20,000 Feet, 1963. Scared the daylights out of me here. I was a little bit younger then, a lot younger. Every time I look out a plane now, I still think I see a monster climbing on the wing here, like you did in that part there. And then, of course, Star Trek, where we all were inspired to seek new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where nobody else has done. That's what you're doing here. You're boldly going where I wouldn't think anybody would be going these days, jumping on a bike and riding around. We're not kids anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, you're jumping on a bike. I've got kids in my family. When we started with Pedego a few years ago, you know, maybe 5 years ago, two of them had Sweet 16 parties this last month.
Really?
And they were, you know, kids on a bike, and
yeah,
they would run ahead,
right?
Pedal ahead. I was a bicycler, I guess, moderately so, but there's a shop near where I live, and I was in there.
This is up in LA, like in the valley or someplace, sir. I think you
mentioned. Well, I was going to, somewhere in the valley.
Somewhere in the valley. All right, we won't say where. Right.
Somewhere between two mountains.
Yes,
there
exactly.
There were beside a creek, a small bicycle shop. So I was in the bicycle shop for one reason or another, and the head guy said, you know, we got some electric bikes here. I said, I've never heard of electric bikes. Oh,
me
yeah,
more,
electric
yeah.
bikes. They go and you press the switch. And so I got on one, and I'm a motorcyclist, and mm-hmm. I drive a lot of motorcycles. And suddenly I'm on a bicycle motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
but a tame one, something that you can handle. So I went up and down the street, and I realized I could keep up with the 15-year-olds, with the 11-year-olds
yes.
on their bikes. I could pedal away until I got tired, and then I could hit this switch and stay with them. It was magic. So I said, I'm interested in these bikes. And they said, well, it's made by Pedego. Why don't I introduce you to the Pedego people?
Mm-hmm.
So I met Don DiCostenzo, who... whose company it was.
Who's the mad scientist behind this and had much of the same inspiration. He wanted to ride a bike down by the beach. He liked going down the hill. Didn't like coming up, yeah.
But that's exactly right. So I met Don. He said, with the company and the thing, and I'm interested. And I became part of the Pedego company. And
yeah.
I got some bikes from him and got some bikes for my family.
Mm.
And suddenly we were taking pictures about the family and the joy that it was bringing us. And then as each new invention, as each new addition, improvement on the bikes happened, I'd get an improvement. One of my grandsons is like a daring do guy. And so we got him a mountain bike.
Yeah, that's right.
Electric mountain bike.
Right.
And he's flying up and down the hills. And then he got married and got his wife on there flying up down the hills, and these kids are running. And everybody over 25 is like, oh my God, hit a switch, and we're staying with them. So what happened was, with Don's help, everybody had an electric bike, the youngsters and the oldsters.
Wow. So it wasn't just you. You got the whole family involved in this.
No, 15 members of the family. What a joy it was to organize these family gatherings. You know, family gathering is like, oh, we're getting the family. But the family, you know, if you got teenagers and stuff, they listen to the people over 25 for about 5 minutes, and then they get on their phone. They want to do other things.
Even William Shatner's family? You think they'd want to be regaled by the tales of...
I can entertain them for 6 or 7 minutes. So they're occupied in other things, but not with an electric bike, on a bike. There's activities, people to see, things to go, meals to find. And so we have family outings, 15 mm-hmm. people on a bike. We meet someplace. Don frequently comes with us, and we organize bicycle outings, and we all go to a restaurant. We end up 15 people. We have a reservation. We have a lunch. We get back on the bike. We do more exploring, and everybody has a great time. Prior to the COVID thing, we were doing it weekly. 15 people.
Weekly 15 people. Do you have a name for it? Is it the Pedego Pack?
Families would meet in some place and go somewhere and have a joyful time and invite whoever wanted to come with us. So we'd frequently have 15, 20 people riding along with us. And I became a member of the Pedego family. They've got new bikes coming out, newly designed. And so Don said, well, you got to ride those. And I said, no, I don't want. He said, you've got to ride these new bikes. No, Don, I don't like to change bike. No, Bill, I have to get you these bikes. So the new bikes are coming in, and I can't wait to get my hands on the new bikes.
All right, so I'm trying to picture this pack, this Pedego pack that you've assembled, this family gathering.
15 members of my family and several members of Don's bicycle family. From time to time, Don DiCostanzo himself, sometimes some of the guys at the bicycle shop, the guys who own the bicycle shops, are themselves, in many cases, bicyclers.
Sure.
I mean, not just, they're avid bicyclers, and so they'll come with us and lead the pack. It's what I'm saying to you is, having had an electric bike, it has opened up bicycling for me and the family. It's been a godsend, a joyful godsend, and so I talk to people all the time saying, this is what I'm doing, and they get themselves an electric bike.
And how do they react? Do they look at you and say, Mr. Shatner, Bill, we're not kids anymore here, what the heck are you doing on a bike?
Matter. See, because it's got this little switch. You switch to electric power, and it goes 20 miles or longer, and you can adjust your speed. You can go at walking speed, or you can go 20 miles an hour, and you're zooming along. It's great fun. It's safe. It's bicycling, and you can do it as you're dying. You can do it.
On the way out, you can do
heart,
it here.
My heart is running. No, I got to go a little further with my electric bike. It's great fun. I can't tell you. I can tell you, and I am telling you, my fervor for electric bikes.
We had a dealer on a couple of weeks ago. This is all new to me. I'm learning along like everybody else here. And he said what sold him to become a dealer is he took one to his father. Now, his father's dying of cancer. And he says, Dad, why don't you take a look at this? What do you think, Shane?
Why don't you die of cancer on a bike?
Kind of.
Essentially.
And he gives his dad the bike, and he says, just try it and see what you think. His dad hadn't been out of the house in like 6 months. You know, he's weak. He doesn't used to love to go out. He takes off on the bike, and he thinks, oh, my God, I've killed my dad. He doesn't come back for like a half an hour. And then he says, with a big smile, he returns. Yeah. And for the rest of the summer, for the rest of his life, he rode this bike every day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Golly.
This is the guy in Cape May.
That's a better story than I am. So who knew? Out of pure joy, we started riding these electric bikes because it brought the different intensities of the family together. But then COVID thing hit.
Yes, right. Exactly.
And what better way to get around?
Is that the secret of this?
An electric bike?
I get that you can get back on a bike again, and you get a little help this time to go up and down the hills. You can still pedal. You can still ride it, but you get a little help and a little boost when you want to. And you can
go
a little
farther.
More than
that, you could just rest your feet on the pedals.
You can do that too. Right. But when I rode a bike as a kid, or when I tried riding a bike as a young man for exercise, it was kind of a solo thing. It was kind of like that exercise bike sitting in my garage that I never use anymore.
I agree. And there is a guy, probably more than one, but I heard about this guy, who would pack several batteries, because the batteries, depending on how much you pedal, how much you weigh, how far, you can go 20, 30 miles on a battery pack. So if you have two battery packs with you, you can't go that far before you will not run out of power. Then they charge in a short time. So there is a guy who may still be doing it. He was doing it when I got into the electric bike, going around the world.
Heard that. I think we're going to have him on the show. Around the world.
He'd have to stop at the water's edge.
Maybe,
You know, he had a long pipe, but he only go 30 feet.
Exactly.
And he got into the Mariana Trench. He had to get some help.
Little help. Extra battery.
Little help from the Mariana Trench. But he's going around the world with an electric bike. Depending on how you pedal, and you should pedal because that gives you the exercise.
Sure.
You extend the life of the battery.
So what is it that's got us riding e-bike, particularly men of a certain age here, men and women of a certain age, aging baby boomers, is it just the fun? Is it the social aspect of it? Is the pedal assist? What is it that's making people such avid bike riders again at this point in our lives?
Well, because the joy of riding is on the way out. Like, oh, look at this, and isn't the weather great? And you get 20 miles from home, and you think, okay, I got to turn and go back home, and now the nightmare hits.
Yeah.
Legs are tired. And, I mean, that's the worst time, when you turn around and think, I've got to get home. I've had all this fun, exuberance, pedaling the bike, and now I got to get back. And how do you get back? Well,
what have I done? What have I got myself into? I got carried away, and now I got to get home here.
And now you're going to be carried away on an electric bike back home.
One of the things that surprises me, too, is I thought they'd all be like beach cruises. I think they were in the beginning. But now, as you said, there's mountain bikes. I mean, some serious riding up
there's
and downhill.
There's some serious bicycling going on with a backup on an electric bike. For me, I want to get sometimes, and I'm asking Don to help me on this, I want to get a fat tire bike so that although I don't want to take the chance of these raucous mountain climb bikes. I used to do that on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And you do, what did they call it? The flying eagle.
Yeah.
So the bike would go up. I had a mountain climbing
hands
bike.
Out.
Yeah, exactly. The bike, the front end comes up and you bail out and you're doing a flying eagle by getting out of the way. And that would happen to me. I had a BSA, the single cylinder, which was a hill climbing bike.
Right.
So obviously I'm not doing that anymore.
Say, I'm not sure. You're riding e-bikes. You might be doing anything these days here. So.
Well, you can get one of those mountain bikes and go up the hill.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to fall, so you got to be prepared to fall. But falling, you know, falling is falling.
Well, whether it's falling in love or falling in love with an e-bike, you seem to have fallen for this whole thing in a big way.
I have. I'm a tremendous enthusiast of the electric bike, but especially Pedego, which is so well made. There's such an advantage in a Pedego.
What is it about Pedego? I always say three things struck me from the beginning. One, they got dealers everywhere. So this isn't something I bought from China and I got to fix
exactly.
myself. And
exactly.
too many of the things I bought in the past, like the stationary bicycle or all the other access equipment.
Right. The problem with stationary bicycles, you're stationary.
That must be it, because I got a bunch of them in the garage. I keep buying them, and I think, what happened? I didn't go anywhere.
Get rid of them. It's great exercise, even if it's for a moment, and you can get back home. It's just they're well made and well designed, and they've gone from being, you know, nicely it's okay to really great.
Yeah,
and they've improved them.
It's not a toy. This is serious stuff. You can just have fun with it and fool around with it, or you can be really serious about it as well.
I took two fold-up electric bikes. Took the family, all 15 members of the family, to a barge trip in France.
Wow. Okay.
So we were going along the canal.
Yeah.
And they had bikes, but you know. Pedego sent me two electric bikes for my wife and me.
Mm-hmm.
So we had them folded, unfolded, we got them charged, and we, along the pathway, the barge trips in Europe were where the horses would pull the barge.
Yeah,
the horses would be alongside the canal and pull the barge filled with coal or whatever it was. Now all that's gone. So they have motorized barges with hotel rooms.
I've seen
and
it. Always thought this would be fun. Yeah.
And with the electric bikes, and they have a European electric Pedego, you pedal alongside the barge, which is moving, and you have your exercise.
Man.
It is a joyful. I cannot tell you how much joy Pedego has brought me.
So one of the things we hear over and over again from the dealers is, "Hey, I like the fact it's well built, good product. E-bikes are hot. There's an e-bike revolution happening. People are getting back on bikes, all ages, particularly aging baby boomers. But the thing they didn't expect was how many people come back, like you're apparently doing, with a smile, with a big smile. How many things can you sell with
exactly.
a big smile? Yeah.
And they, you know, they make a variety of bikes. So this fat tire bike will go in the dirt pretty well. And that's another place, if you get off the beaten path, those narrow tires are a little risky. But the fat tire bikes are great in the dirt. You know, you can climb up a moderate hill with them. They're wonderful. So that if you're lucky like me and can get more than one bike for different purposes, it's really handy.
Do you have a city commuter? Are people using them to get around urban areas?
I'm relying on Mr. DeCostenzo.
All right, we're going to put out a call today here.
Right. So, And I warned him that I was going to tell him, I need bikes, Donald.
Mars needs women. We need bikes. Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. Right. All right. Well, you've been an explorer on television your whole life. All these TV shows you did, from Star Trek through Third Rock, Boston Legal, T.J. Hooker, all the series and stuff you've been in, movies, commercials, countless things, spoken word records. You have this kind of cool image at the forefront of things.
Hey, I've got a new album coming out at the end of September.
I saw here. I want to talk about this just for a second.
Well, although I haven't written a song about riding a bike.
I was going to ask,
The songs are autobiographical, and Rob the poet and I would talk during COVID on the phone or in Zoom. And when I left home, I graduated from university and spent a little time in Montreal working as an actor, but the time had come to go on to the New York of Canada, the Toronto. And I'm leaving, and I got a little old car, and I'm crossing a bridge, probably over the St. Lawrence River. And I saw this 18-wheeler coming towards me, and the 18-wheeler was pushing this balloon of air, and the air hit my little old car and almost shoved me over, and I didn't go over, but I continued on. And it was then I realized that all of life is going over a bridge and seeing 18-wheelers coming at us, trying to push us off our
course. Learning how to draft along and not get pushed off.
Well, that too. Yeah. But my point is, we wrote a song about the bridge.
There you go.
And that's a life lesson. So all these songs are from incidences in my life or feelings I've had that we tried to extend into general feeling. Rather than just about me, it's about us, humanity. So the album is really delightful. Two singles, Joe Jonas is on one.
I was going to say, from the Jonas Brothers?
Feeling Guilty.
And
Brad Paisley is on another about an incident of watching the black and white television and walking on the moon. It's called So Far From the Moon. So those are two songs from the album that are in release now.
What's the name of it? When does it come out? I think it's like soon, right?
And next 4 weeks or so, the end of September. It's called Bill.
Bill, why not? Well, Bill Shatner, if I can call you that, I got to tell you that for people of my age, of a certain generation, all somebody has to do is say your name and we all smile. It's been like that.
And you mean they all smile and say, what's that fool doing now? Riding an electric bike? Are you kidding?
You keep going and we keep smiling and riding along. I can't wait to see where the journey goes next. William Shatner, thank you for joining us. And thank you for sharing your passion for Pedego and for e-bikes right here on the Pedego Podcast. Well, there you have it, folks. The most incredible love story of all. The one man who's been leading us for a long time is now leading us in a whole new direction on the e-bike revolution. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.